Harnessing the Power of Nature to Get It Done. Meditations. Earth Meditation. Bountiful Earth, as I look around me, I am reminded of the plentiful variety that fills my life with physical blessings. Among your many gifts are the possessions that have filled my home or office with beauty, joy, and the remembrances of people, places, and work that have permeated and enriched my life. Now I realize that it's time to pass on much of this bounty, whether it be to another whose life may be made better by its presence, or whether it's back to you, dear mother, so that it may become part of a transforming world. In this way, I become a steward of my body, my home, and our planet. I am making room within myself and without for the new growth that will surely become a part of my life as I make space for its nourishment. Today, I choose to say, as within, so without. As within my being, so it is in the outer realm of my home and my world. Thank you for this bountiful existence. Water Meditation. Precious water, you are so much a part of me, from the makeup of my body to the emotions that run rich and full through me. I know that within me there are times when your sweet water is blocked and cannot pass freely. Perhaps I am recalling past times and the emotions that created pain and suffering. Or perhaps I'm in fear about an uncertain future. Yet, I know that when I'm connected to you, together we can clear these obstructions and allow my true emotions to run clear, clean, and current. I know that my greatest gift from you is the ability to feel all that is within me without censure and without boundaries. And I trust that you will assist me in seeing what is no longer serving my highest emotional good and cleanse it away. Today I honor you with an opening to the flow of your richness and thank you for the ebb and flow of my emotions. Air, you are the breath that gives me life, and you are the mental realm giving wings to my intentions, thoughts, and imagination. With you I soar and reach all that I can be. Yet in this moment, the air may be stagnant, my thoughts and intentions confused. So I connect to you through deep breathing, and I trust that with your help, my thoughts will clear so that I may bring my heartfelt intentions into being. I can feel the swirling, whirling, clearing of what has held me back as you and I dust the cobwebs from the corners of my mind, from this room, my home, and my office. I gratefully think about each possession that I hold and remember its values. I make a decision whether its home remains with me or is best served in another capacity. Thank you for this, sweet air, and the many gifts that you have given me, including my life. fire meditation. Exciting fire, your energy begins with just a spark, and that spark ignites the beginning of light and heat of the dance that you do as you move across a line of vision. Your dance clears a path, making room for what is to follow, what is to grow in the place where you have been. So it is with my own clearing. I know that even a spark of my energy, my chi, will begin to move within me all that I wish to change in my life. I know also that with one small step, like your one small spark, I begin my journey to completion of this task before me. I honor the sacred room that I am making by allowing the fire within to add with the air of my thoughts and intentions, to grow stronger, to clear a small path, then a larger and larger path for my own inner and outer growth. The change in this space will bring change within me, so there is room for what is to grow in its place. Thank you, Fire, for the plentiful room you make within my being and for yielding the space for all the wonderful things that lie ahead for me. Precious Spirit, as you hold me in your loving embrace, I am reminded that within me is everything I need to step solidly into my journey, on my path to clarity of thought, free-flowing emotion, and the energy to move forward. You have granted me the gift of choice, the most precious gift, and with your guidance, I choose wisely at this and every moment. I ask your gift of guidance in making each choice one of discernment and not of judgment, so that I may act in integrity, authenticity, and in love. And so it is.
There is only love.